NBA on NBC. The 1998
What is
NBA
up, everybody? Finals. This is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pot of Fame, the podcast where we break down the careers of former athletes and decide whether or not we should get a call to the Hall. It is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch, the segment where we talk about one player's Hall of Fame stock that we are buying and one player's Hall of Fame stock we are selling. We have a full baseball episode for you today because baseball is just getting to full swing now, and it's on top of mind outside of March Madness. Baseball is what I'm watching. NBA is still a few weeks away. When the playoffs start, I'll probably be talking a lot of NBA, but let's talk baseball today. And who else would we rather start with on whose stock we are buying than Mookie Betts? Now, this might seem silly that we're buying Mookie Betts Hall of Fame stock. Of course we are. That this guy, and I'll talk about in a second, possibly could retire tomorrow, pull a Barry Sanders, pull a Calvin Johnson, someone retiring early. He could probably retire tomorrow and be in the Hall of Fame as a 31-year-old retiree based on his career. But first, let's talk about what's going on so far this year. So Mookie has switched from the outfield to play shortstop and at times second base for the Dodgers. At the age of 31, he's now in the infield. Sure, that never happens. That's really never happened. But Mookie Betts is a tremendous athlete, and it looks like he's going to be the shortstop now for the Dodgers because they need it. So through nine games this year, again, this is super early, but through nine games this year, this is what Mookie Betts leads the NL in, and this is as of Thursday. He leads the NL in runs, hits, triples, home runs, RBIs, walks, batting average, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS, OPS plus, total bases, WAR, offensive WAR, and defensive WAR. And again, he just switched positions to the infield, playing shortstop really for the first time in his career. He leads the NL in defensive WAR. A couple numbers I want to call out because they're insane in nine games. Nine walks, so he's walking at least once a game on average. His batting average is stupid. Again, it's only nine games, but 485. And then his OPS plus is the stupidest thing probably possible. 337 is his OPS plus through nine games. His WAR is also 1.4, which I looked up. 1.4 is his WAR through nine games. Dante Bichette, 1995 NL MVP runner-up, had a 1.2 WAR that entire season. So in nine games, Betts has already surpassed from a WAR perspective, which again, take that with a grain of salt, but from a WAR perspective, Betts in nine games had a better season than Dante Bichette did when he was runner-up for the MVP. So that's what he's doing so far this season. He is come out and look like the perennial MVP candidate. Again, only nine games in, but Shohei is the big splash in LA, but Mookie Betts very well probably still is the best player on that team. So let me get back to what I was talking about earlier. If Mookie Betts retired today for some reason, would he make the Hall of Fame? Well, he has over 10 years of service time now, so he's eligible from that standpoint. And if I look at his numbers, I mean, I think I would say yes. I think if he retired today, he would make the Hall of Fame. In just, again, under 1,300 career games, he's played 1,274 games today. He's won an MVP trophy and been runner-up twice. He's won two World Series titles. He's been a seven-time All-Star, a six-time Silver Slugger. He won a batting title. Now that he plays shortstop, that's great, but he was a six-time Gold Glover in right field. He's one of the best defensive right fielders of all time. And his counting stats aren't, that off the charts, right? Because he's only played, this is the 11th season. 1,501 hits, so low on hits. 257 home runs. 767 RBIs. 173 stolen bases. But he's a 296 career hitter with a 139 OPS plus. But standing out more than anything, if you're a WAR person, he's a 66.3 WAR already. 66.3 WAR in under 1,300 games. That's a higher career WAR than other right fielders that are in the Hall of Fame or will soon be in the Hall of Fame, like Dave Winfield, Ichiro, Vladimir Guerrero. And barring injury this year, based on his trajectory, this season, Betts, from a WAR perspective, will pass players like Tony Gwynn, Larry Walker, possibly even Reggie Jackson. And again, this guy is only 31 years old. He turns 32 this October. And then I look at someone with a very short career that is in the Hall of Fame today, and it goes to Ralph Kiner, right? Ralph Kiner is in the Hall of Fame today. It took him a while to get in, but he got in. Ralph Kiner played in 1,472 career games, so about 200 more than Mookie has at this point. He won a number of, you know, he led the league in home runs a number of years. But counting stats-wise, you know, Betts has more hits than him. War-wise, Betts blows him out of the water. Kiner had more home runs, more RBIs. Betts had a higher batting average, and then Kiner beats him across the board on base, slugging, OPS, and OPS+. But Kiner never won a World Series. Again, Mookie Betts has been a part of two championship teams. Kiner never won an MVP, never won a batting title, and wasn't anywhere close to what Betts has been in the outfield. So again, to get to it, if Betts retired today, I would say he probably is a Hall of Famer. His stock is super expensive. Like, we're talking Google, Tesla, that's the stock price here. But the value, there's still value there because Betts looks like close to a lock for the Hall of Fame, even at 31 years old. So Mookie Betts, out of the box, nine games in, basically leads the NL in every single category. Money is on him for another MVP if he can stay healthy. And he's doing something incredible by just, oh, I'll stop playing Gold Glove right field, I'll go play shortstop. That's what this guy's doing. He is a super rare player, and we should all appreciate the greatness we are watching right now in Mookie Betts. And he comes to Chicago, actually. You're listening on Friday, he'll be in Chicago today. So if you're in Chicago, you're listening, weather's getting a little better in Chicago, I'd go check out Mookie Betts because that's a future Hall of Famer right there. All right, with Mookie Betts out of the way, and that's whose stock we are buying, let's go to whose stock we are selling. All right, whose stock we're selling. This is sad, and we're not selling all of it by any means, but we're starting to sell a little bit of Yuri Perez's stock. So this is really sad, and I hate when I do the segment on this, but this plays a factor in Hall of Fame cases. So Yuri Perez, for those of you not familiar, he hasn't been around too long. He's a pitcher for the Marlins, Miami Marlins. And he came on the scene, he's only 20 years old. He turns 21, actually, April 15th, so very soon. But he's 20 years old right now, burst on the scene last year as a 20-year-old, made his debut just 27 days after turning 20. So he's basically a teenager, and he was a bright spot on the Marlins. He's 6'8", so almost Randy Johnson out there, and just like Johnson, overpowering fastball. And as even as a 20-year-old, was just lighting it up. So last year with the Marlins, only pitched 91 innings, won five games, but at 3.15 ERA, a 142 ERA plus, but more, I think, of interest to most fans, 108 strikeouts, again, in 91.1 innings. So 10.6 strikeouts per nine innings. He finished seventh in Rookie of the Year, even though he just started 19 games. So this was a shining star on a Marlins team that kind of needs some shining stars. However, Perez got hurt in spring training. Didn't know how serious it is. It's come out now this week. He needs Tommy John surgery. So he will miss the rest of this season and part of 2025. Now, again, this kid is 20 years old, about to turn 21. He has a long, you know, path to the Hall of Fame, right? He has five wins to his name. He's pitched 91 innings. But he could have looked more promising, again, as a 6'8" rookie last year. And this is going to set him back at least a year here. And who knows how he's going to come back from Tommy John. Now, we do live in 2024. People come back from this injury all the time now and have very good careers. But you always think, you know, how is this going to affect his fastball? Is he going to be able to come back? Mentally, is he going to come back? It's tough for a young kid to deal with this, especially one that was dominating. I hope for the best. I mean, again, when you think of young flame-throwing pitchers, I think the first thing you think of is Dwight Gooden on the Mets in the 80s. Again, I was just talking about Perez, 10.6 strikeouts per nine innings. Last year as a 20-year-old. Gooden, when he was 20, 8.7 strikeouts per nine innings. Now, he pitched a lot more innings and a lot more strikeouts. As a 19-year-old, he was at 11.4, but that young phenom-type guy, that's what you look for. Perez wasn't Dwight Gooden, but he showed flashes of being this overpowering righty, and all eyes were on him for to have a great sophomore year here, and it's over before it even begins, right? He didn't even pitch this year. So, super disappointing. I hope Perez gets healthy. We are not selling all the stock whatsoever. This is a 6'8" kid who's 20 years old. We will hope he recovers well. We will hope he comes back and pitches like he was when we saw him in his rookie season. But right now, we have to start selling a bit of that stock just because this is scary. And you never like to see this in young pitchers this early in their career. But we know they can come back. So best wishes to Perez. But bummer for Marlins fans who really have not much right now to be happy about. And Perez was one of their bright spots, and now he is gone for the year. So that's all we have for you for Hall of Fame Market Watch today. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a great weekend. Basketball Hall of Fame will officially announce their class tomorrow. I will have a pod for you on Monday to talk about that. However, most of that class is leaked already. So it's not going to be too big of a surprise. We're waiting on a few more names probably tomorrow. But check out that on Monday. Other than that, have a great weekend. And talk to you soon. Take care.